This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The International Monetary Fund just released the most recent projections in late January, and that calls for some modest growth in both 2010 and 2011 for the global economy. So they do anticipate recovery continuing, I think, on a global basis, looking at GDP expanding by just under 4% for 2010.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We estimate mill use at 114.6 million bales. As we look ahead to 2010, we think global mill use will expand further by a little over 2% and rise to 117.3 million bales for world mill use. China will continue to be the largest processor of cotton, with their mill use going from 46.8 million bales in the 2009 up to 48 million bales in 2010. Other growth areas will be India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Vietnam. We all anticipate we'll see some growth. In terms of the U.S. mill use, we're seeing some stabilization and perhaps a little bit of optimism in U.S. mill use. And for calendar 2010, we're actually probably going to see a slight turnaround in U.S. mill use relative to calendar 2009. As we look at the marketing years, we anticipate mill use both in 2009 and 2010 marketing year to be approximately 3.4 million bales.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. is a major exporter of cotton. We know that the majority of U.S. cotton production moves into the international marketing channels. For the current marketing year, we anticipate exports at 11.6 million bales. For 2010, we think exports will increase as we see additional imports by countries such as China, Indonesia, Bangladesh, all anticipate to increase imports. So we expect imports for 2010 to come in at 12.1 million bales for the 2010 marketing year.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So we anticipate seeing a substantial decline in global stocks of cotton, probably a decline somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 million bales by the end of the 2009 marketing year. As we look ahead to 2010, even with the recovery in production, we think the growth in mill use will still cause a decline in world cotton stocks as we go through the 2010 marketing year. We anticipate having 50.6 million bales of stocks by the end of that year. We look at the situation in the U.S., we anticipate stocks at the end of the 2009 year being down to 3.7 million bales and at a similar level in 2010.